This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This guy is bold about the gospel. All these guys are. I'm Stu at Truth Talk. I'm in Utah. I met a brother in Christ from Ghana. He's been planting churches and witnessing to people in Nevada, and now he's a missionary in Utah, and you're a missionary to missionaries. What does that mean?
Yeah, what it means is that people from the LDS faith or the Mormon faith think they are sharing the gospel, but they are turning the gospel upside down. And we feel that they also need to know what truly the gospel is. So Amen. Our goal is just going to them and then striking a conversation and making them know who the true Christ is.
Tell everyone your name and where you're from originally.
Yeah, my name is Haruna Aminda. I'm from Ghana.
Wow, Haruna has an amazing sports jacket. I'll have to take a picture with him. I'll have you in there too. Haruna starts telling everyone how lazy and callous we are as believers. We're not sharing the gospel, right? What do we need to do to wake up?
Yes, I think that America is blessed and people are blessed because Americans are quiet and they are not sharing the gospel. Other people are turning this country upside down. And I think that it is time not to be just patriotic as an American, but to be true Christians and be able to share the gospel fearlessly and bold. Because I came from an Islamic background, and it was something that could cost my life. Wow. To give my life to Christ. But here you preach the gospel, all that people would do is to maybe boo you or throw an ice of glass on you. That's it. Wow. Nobody's going to kill you or take your life away from you. So we need to go out there. The Bible says that he's not giving us the spirit of fear, but he's giving us boldness and courage to declare the word of truth. If we don't share the word of truth, then lies is going to rule this nation, and we don't have to sit down.
That's why we're here now, in the middle of your rant, in the middle of your impassioned message. It was so encouraging. We had a lone amen from the peanut gallery out here. This guy right here, tell us your first name, and why did you get so excited when this brother started calling us all to spread the gospel?
Well, it encourages me to hear, just like it says, iron sharpens iron. It encourages me. My name is Marshall Almarode, and I'm from Kennewick, Washington, Podunk, Kennewick, M. And I've been witnessing to Mormons since 1983, 41 years. I'm 71, I know. But anyway, as I go out and witness, I hardly run into a Christian who is bold. And I wasn't bold either. I was raised in a wimpy church, so I didn't know what boldness was. Are we born bold? No. We learn how to be bold for Jesus. When we start trusting Jesus, then it doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't matter about public speaking, because it doesn't matter, because I'm going to go make a fool of myself, because it doesn't matter, because I want to serve Jesus. That's all that matters. And when you do that, it's nice to hear another brother of different color.
Brother from a different mother?
For a different color, too. I mean, that says, you know what? I'm going to stand up for Jesus no matter what anybody says. And when he said that, I said, yeah, because Christianity in America has a problem. We are lethargic. We're comatose almost. It's like, I'm going to go to church, and I did my thing. I'm going to coast, and I'm going to go home and do my own thing. And, well, when the Mormons knock on my door, knock, 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 I'm going to say, I'm not interested, thank you. And they go to the next door. So you send them next door. Or you say, oh, that's nice. It's not nice. When Mormons come to my door, I say, oh, that's too bad. They go, what do you mean? We're in a conversation now. And I don't just give them Isaiah 43:10. I give them Book of Mormon. I show them what's wrong in the Book of Mormon. Because before, if they don't realize what's wrong, they could care less about
like
my
that God. Nephi verse that says, you're saved by grace after all you can do. It adds law. It adds that little bit of that 1% of poison in the 99% that's in rat poison.
Yeah, that's work. 2 Nephi 25:23. But there's a mistake on the first page of the Book of Mormon. And Mormons don't even realize it. This mistake on the first page of the Book of Mormon is 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 3. And it says this. For I know the message that I make is true. So he has a knowledge is true. And then he says, I write it with my own hand, which is first-hand information. And then he says, I write it according to my knowledge. Now, scripture isn't the wisdom of man. It's the wisdom of God written by man. And so when Joseph Smith went out alone in the woods to pray, a testimony of two or more witnesses is the problem. Jesus supposedly told him, don't join any of them, for they teach for doctrines and commandments of men. And then he does on the first page the very thing Jesus told him not to join.
So all the contradictions, but the fact you're engaging folks, and you're sharing the gospel. And here's an interesting. Let's blow everyone away by giving this truth. Anyone without Jesus, anyone who's not been transformed, Mormon, Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, Baptist, anyone that doesn't have Jesus Christ ruling in their life is on their way to a Christless eternity in hell.
Yes.
And we need to share the gospel. And it's interesting, a lot of folks that go to a church, even a false church, they don't even know what their own church believes. But where are the Christians? Where are the believers with a message of life pursuing them with the good news of Christ? Now,
they're at home.
There you go. Introduce, I'm in Utah, by the way, doing my show on location. Just finished an amazing, powerful banquet. Pastor Alan Wright spoke. All these folks in here. Tons of former Mormons in here. Great testimonies of what Jesus is doing from Ghana to Nevada to North America to Utah. Here you are sharing the gospel all over this place. The Wasatch Front's what it's called. We have a Truth Network, Truth Talk station here. AM 820, 103.9 FM, great affiliates of Truth Talk, 95.3 FM down in Provo. And you have a partner in crime here. Who's this guy with YWAM as well? Introduce him to us.
Yes, this is Jameson Shova. He's from Virginia, but felt called to be part of YWAM, yeah. And he's working with us as a missionary.
Tell us about your love for Jesus and what you feel your passion is, Jameson.
Yeah, I love Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, I felt a call from Jesus after near-death experience right before I went to YWAM.
Wow.
And yeah, it kind of led one thing from another to me getting baptized. And right before that, from that near-death experience, I just really felt what life is really about, and that's a relationship with Christ. Amen. It is truly learning about his uncomprehendable love that I'm going to learn for the rest of my life and keep learning and learning, but never, like, I'll never comprehend it. But yeah, and that the knowledge eventually led me to Youth with a Mission probably 2 years after I got baptized. Wow. Right after high school, like literally right after high school, I went to Youth with a Mission in Washington, and I did the Disciple Training School, which is 3 months of lecture, which is you learn on different topics such as the core of the Bible, evangelism. For example, my school did the Father Heart of God, where it's a deep week where you really just focus on what God and you and the relationship. And like what I said in the beginning, I really that week learned what God wants from me, what my relationship was. And going in, I doubted, am I really called to Washington? Did I make a mistake? Because I feel like I didn't pray about it enough. But God works so mysteriously. Like in that week, I knew I was called to Washington. And going there, I was kind of disappointed because it was during COVID. And I was hoping, because in Youth with a Mission, after your 3 months of lecture, you go to a nation. And I thought going there, I would go to another nation. But it was during COVID, so I found myself going to Las Vegas for my outreach instead of going to the nations. And I was a little disappointed because I was just going to stay in America. But no, because Las Vegas is so much more. It is not. It is a mission field. You have the homeless. You have a homeless problem that is untalked about. You have the tunnels. Yeah, you have the tunnels in Las Vegas, which nobody really talks about, because they are people that live in the tunnels because they have nowhere else to live without shelter. And a lot of homeless people die because of that, because of the floodings that can happen with rain, or the city will flood the tunnels.
Well, the rest of us call it Sin City, and yeah. We say what happens stays in Vegas, but you say something different, sir.
Yeah, we say Vegas, we call it Grace City, and what happens in Vegas, the world need to hear. Yes, and Jameson has a passion and a desire to reach the homeless, and he is so passionate about going out to tell others about Jesus, and it's been so much a blessing having him with us, and I'm looking forward to see all the great things that God will do through him.
Okay, I'm Stu. This is Truth Talk. I'm here with an older guy right here. We're older guys now, okay?
Yeah, 71.
How cool is it, though, that these young men are on fire for Christ, spreading God's news in their 20s? How good is that? How encouraging is that?
That is so cool. I was on the plane. I'm sitting next to a black guy, young guy, probably 25, and just going a little ways from Tri-Cities to Seattle. He didn't say anything, I didn't say anything. I'm wondering, okay, God, usually you put a Mormon next to me, but it didn't happen this time. And I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? Well, we're starting to land, so I just turned to the guy and I said, well, are you from the Tri-Cities? And he said, no, I'm from a African country, can't remember what it was, and come to find out, he is on fire.
Hallelujah.
On fire. Yeah, so we spent an hour recording the gospel and recording how to witness the Mormons. It was right there in the airport. It was pretty so good. Awesome.
So let's go back to our On Fire African brother in Christ from Ghana here witnessing and ministering with YWAM in Salt Lake City and your partner in crime here, Washington State, Vegas. Now he's in Utah. Who knows where God's going to take him next. This guy's like a young Apostle Paul. Give us your passion, brother, and challenge our listeners. Why should everyone listening that knows Jesus share the truth? I just gave you guys the Share the Truth card. It's got a QR code. It's got my whole Jesus story on there.
Yes.
How I was a self-righteous, scripture-quoting, young member of a youth group on my way to hell. My whole story's on there, and God radically saved me. It went from my head to my heart and then to my feet, and now I'm sharing Jesus here with the Truth Network and Truth Talk. Challenge our listeners. Why do they need to get excited about sharing the gospel in these last days to 2.5 billion people on planet Earth who've never even heard? Challenge them as we get out of here.
Guys, I think that if you are listening to this and you call yourself a Christian, a believer, then and you have a voice and you don't have to shut up. The Bible says that He's called you so that you can save others. You can tell others about the truth. The Bible says that he has not given us the spirit of fear. We are supposed to go out there and share the truth. If Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and you believe that believing in him is taking you to heaven, what is making you keeping quiet and not sharing the gospel? It is time for you to start speaking out. It is time for you to start sharing about his love. The love of God, there is no way you can express the love of God than telling them the truth and snatching them from hell.
I love it.
If you show love by giving people food and you don't tell them that Jesus is the way, it's not right. You need to tell them.
Praise God. Yeah. Quick word for the older guy. We're out of time. 20 seconds. What do you say?
I say Walter Martin had a life verse. It was Jude verse 3, and it goes this way. Earnestly contend for the gospel.
Yes.
That's his life verse, was my first life verse. Then I read the Titus 1:9 verse in NIV, and it says this. Hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that you can encourage others with sound doctrine. And this is what Christians don't want to hear. Refute those who oppose it. We're supposed to refute those who oppose the gospel. And this is the requirements of elders. All pastors, all elders should be able to refute those who oppose the gospel.
All right. ShareTheTruthNow.com is a great way to get started. I'm going to load these guys up with Share the Truth cards. You can order as many as you want. We're spreading the word. 1.8 million just hit the Liberty University campus. All the evangelism students are spreading those Share the Truth cards all over the world. I want you all to be a part of that. We'll get you a bunch of them, okay?
Yes.
You can record your testimony. You can do a little selfie.
Uh-huh.
You can record your testimony. This is how Jesus saved me. You can upload it to a QR code. They'll send you 100 cards, and you can pass out those cards with your testimony on it.
Okay.
So supposing you give the card to a waitress at supper, give her a good tip. She gets home that night. She hits the QR code on that card. It's you saying, I just gave you a card. Here's what Jesus Christ did in my life. Saved me out of Islam to spread the gospel of Christ all over Utah. That's the power of ShareTheTruthNow.com. Bless you guys.
This is the Truth Network.